I'm Joshua Bear. Welcome to the conclusion of the two-part Curtains at 8 final show here on WUKY's podcast.
This is University of Kentucky Public Radio 91.3, WUKY Lexington, WUKY HD1, and WUKY.org.
Hey, Nick, Jeff Johnson, Lexington
Dr.
Singers, Dr. UK Choirs.
Dr. J.
I've known you for 24 years, since I first moved here in 93, but I've known you in another light, like Art was talking about playing in an ensemble with you. I've seen you every Monday night as the anchor of the bass section in the Lexington Singers. So that radio voice really is, that's the real deal there, bass two. It's been great. We've had a great ride together with the Lexington Singers, and you've been so gracious to have me on. I can't even say how many times. I do remember the first time I was on was the fall of 93, and I was on with a guest, a young guy named Michael Jonathan, and Michael was just hatching this crazy idea to start a live music radio program that he later called Woodsong's Old Time Radio Hour.
Yeah.
So it was just the genesis of that right then.
Right. Yeah. We also had parallel paths for a time in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yep.
Your hometown, and where I hope to go when I pass. It's a great town, great music.
Yeah, we used to talk about bluegrass. I would come on ostensibly to talk about Messiah, and within about 30 seconds, we were into bluegrass music. Well, where did that go from?
They're very similar.
Yeah, indeed. So it's great. And John Nardalillo was talking about bringing students on. And I want to thank you for the opportunity to have brought some of my students on as well. And I'll never forget, it was always fun to say to a student, hey, would you like to go on the radio? And they would look at me like, is that an option? And I said, yeah, it really is. It's really a cool show. So it was wonderful to have, we brought the Acousticats on a number of times, and some student soloists and assistant directors. And I just want to thank you for everything that you've done for the arts, and I've said that a number of times on this show, and now I get to say it one more time. Thank you.
Jeff. Good to hear from Lexington Singers. A big part of your legacy. You've been doing Lexington Singers longer than you've been doing Curtains at 8, right?
Yeah, since 88.
That's awesome. We've got the mic open, and I know there's a bunch of people here that have been here a long time. Gene Williams, you want to get up there, Gene?
Oh, Nick.
Gene Williams.
Thank you.
Formerly known as Natasha's.
We opened Natasha's downtown in 2001, I believe.
Yeah.
And I just would like to say thank you for all the from all the venues, really, because we all had similar needs, is to let people know what we were doing, and your commitment to local artists and always being ready for an interview was wonderful, and WKY's commitment to the local art scene. But you know, you always knew we would bring actors, we would bring jugglers, ice skaters, musicians, ensembles, but you would always ask me about the food. So were you a chef at one time? No, I wonderfully appreciate your interest. You have such broad knowledge.
The only place you could get borscht.
That's right. You would come for the borscht. But thank you again. Thank you so much for those 10 years of having our artist here.
Thank you for saying so. My regards to everybody. Thank you.
David, you going to say something?
Sure. First off, thanks, because unlike everybody here who's known Nick forever, 3 years ago when we started the music awards, and Nick was one of the first people, he called me up and said, how come you're not on my show yet? And I said, I'd love to be on the show. And he said, how about tonight? I said, I can't quite make it tonight. How about tomorrow? It's done. And so there I was to the next night, and I brought Carla Gover that day. She did a song, and we talked about the thing. But I just wanted to let your listeners know who don't know the process for the awards. We have a combination professional panel made up of people in the industry, like a lot of the folks in the room here. In the music community, as well as the public, also votes. So, just for the nomination, you had a pro panel and the public, all were behind you. And then there was a next stage of voting, from just among the nominees, and there you were. And so congratulations on
Thank you, David.
Lifetime Achievement Award.
I am honored. I'm also very appreciative of your work of recognition of people who are furthering their art.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You got a bunch of categories and a lot of people that are wanting to be in those categories, and I am one. And it's a godsend to have in Lexington at this point in time.
Well, thank you so much. It was you know how you sometimes have a goal and you go, success is when I, and like at the local level, I was like, if I ever get to Curtains at 8, then I'll know I did something worth doing. So thank you for that first call.
Thank you, David.
That's outstanding. Diane, you've been here a long time. Want to step up? All right.
Hi, Nick. I've known you since you started doing Curtains at 8. I actually saw the process of you coming in, and I was real skeptical because at the time I was married to the person who had the slot before you, John Rose. And we were like, who's this guy taking the slot? But you totally changed my mind. It's been amazing. You had us on the show. We were spacecraft. We played live on the show. I've come on with representing Rakadu. Who else? You know, I've been here with so many different...
Bach
Society. Yeah, I was here for Bach. Bach Choir. I was here with Carla Gover. Yeah, and you're just equally fluent in all the different things that I've dabbled in over the years.
Keep dabbling.
But you always talk to me about Sports Car Club and my dad. So yeah. It kind of, since I lost my dad so long ago, it kind of felt like getting to hang out with him for a while, and that was really special all this time. It always is.
Doc Timmons was a high-speed Alfa Romeo driver.
Yep.
Alfa Romeo GT, and he got a thrill out of it.
He did.
He really did. So.
Yeah. I think you remember all the conversations you've ever had, and that impresses the heck out of me. So hopefully we'll have many more of those great conversations.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks.
You're listening to a special edition of Curtains at 8 on 91.3 WUKY. Joe Conk right here. Nick Lawrence celebrating this final Curtains at 8. Does it seem like the final Curtains at 8?
No, it won't be final. We'll drag it out somehow.
Let's drag it out a little bit more. We got some more people. Who wants to come up next on the dais? Who has been here a long time but would like to speak? I know there's some people here that...
Dick Domek.
All right.
Goodness.
Hi, Nick.
In retirement.
In retirement, and it's not all bad, I can tell you that.
Oh, good.
Let me make something clear here. We've got people from all these artistic disciplines. We've got performers, conductors, authors, actors, directors. I'm probably the only music theorist you've ever had on your program. It's good to hear that laughter out there. And maybe I'm not. Maybe you've had some of my colleagues on here, but it wasn't music theory that got me here. It was performing in some fashion or other with various people at various times. One of them in particular is Miles Osland, who couldn't be here tonight. But for Miles and for myself, I just want to thank you for what you did, what you've done a number of times for us. One particular thing was just launching this thing called Kentucky Jazz Repertory Orchestra, which we started to commemorate the 100th anniversary of Duke Ellington. And I want you to know that we're going to be doing a program this spring in April at Woodford County Theater, and it's going to be attended by Duke's granddaughter, Mercedes Ellington. So, Nick, you helped us get started, and you
I'll
helped
help
us
you
keep
with that
going.
One too.
And, well, we hope to see you there for sure. But anyway, just to echo what, especially what my colleagues from the School of Music here have said, that you really perform such a great service in letting people in the community know what the university, not only the university in music, but all around town and around the area, what's going on. It's been really not only a needed thing, but a joy for the community. And it's a joy to turn on the radio and hear that overture and hear your voice, too. And it's something I know that I'm going to miss. So thank you once again, Nick.
Okay. Thank you, Dick Domek.
Fantastic.
My dad, Dick Domek, has got the nicest parents. They came all the way down from Chicago to see him performing with the Walnut Street Ramblers at the Great American Brass Band Festival. And when he's associated with a musical event, it's going to be a good one. And so the one that's coming up in Woodford County is something to circle your calendars about.
Outstanding.
Who else we got?
Well, I believe Cindy might be next. If she'll be willing to come on the mic and say something, she came, I believe, the farthest of anyone.
She came from Shanghai.
Yeah. I think that I am the only one. He said he was the only music theorist or whatever. But I'm the only one, I would say, that who is not in performance, not in arts necessarily. I'm from the community. I lived in Lexington for a long time, and I was with the Chinese school here in Lexington, and I brought the children here, and they're mostly Chinese, and maybe 20% they're American, but Nick has such a way of working with them, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to expect. I say, just go and play something. And so Nick would lead the conversation and working with the kids. So I really appreciate allowing the community, somebody like me that who don't know music, but I enjoy music, but not really knowing how to play music, and being inclusive in the area. And I think that Nick, one of the success, and I think that it is almost he is able to almost like 20 years ago, and there is no Twitter, no Facebook, and all that, he was able to connect, make the connection that nobody else was able to, in a community that make us feel whole, whether you belong or not. Now, when I was in Shanghai, the interesting is I stream almost as often as I could. I was able to listen, and even though for me it's foreign country, I'm from Hong Kong, so China is foreign to me in some way. But it feels very comfortable to hear a voice that is in Lexington and bring me back home. So the time difference is one is night, one is morning. So when I wake up in the morning, here's Nick's voice. So it's very amazing. And I also think that Nick is wonderful in that the first time I was brought here was by Jennifer Rose Escobar, and she brought me in because there's guests coming to a festival, and then he was able. I thought, How come there's such a platform for somebody who can just artist to be able to just come on without any charge, without any pay? And it just amazed me how it can be that program. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Nick, I want to mention Cindy, when she's overseas and everything, she has donated to the station. She listens to the fund drive and didn't run away from the fund drive, which is amazing, and has been a big part of supporting the station over the years, and we sure do appreciate that. And in saying that, I want to invite Robert and Kathy, if she's still here. Is Kathy still here? Why don't both of you all step up to the mic, because Nick, a big part of Curtains at 8 has been what you've been able to raise for the station. It's a labor of love. None of us are getting wealthy, but we have to be able to keep these programs on the air, and you have done a marvelous job over the years. And Robert and Kathy, if she can make it in here, are going to attest to your success as a fundraiser for the station.
I thought you were going to give me a chance to write a check.
That's coming. That's coming later, trust me.
Nick has been a huge, huge asset in funding the station for us.
Absolutely.
Thousands and thousands of dollars we raised. And it's so funny, after his show, he would always very competitive, extremely competitive.
Really competitive.
Yes. Mm. So did I beat everybody that day
what
in
are
terms
the numbers?
Of fundraising?
What are the numbers?
And he would always push it to that next level every time. And I don't think Nick knows this. I knew Nick before Nick knew me. I was the development coordinator at the Lexington Arts and Cultural Council, and he would come in and perform during our noon show, Art a la Carte. And he had this most beautiful, it was the most beautiful baritone bass voice you ever heard.
Well, when I big boomy room,
yes,
too.
Mm-hmm. It was wonderful. Mm-hmm. And when I first started working at WKY, going on 7 years now,
a
when
lifetime.
We yes. He's the consummate interviewer. When I first met him, we sat and talked, and he realized, found out I was from Harlan County. Well, he was born in Harlan County, so we sat, and I think he was trying to figure out how we were related, because you're just automatically related.
When you're from Harlan County, that's the first thing you do. Yeah.
So, it has been a privilege and an honor getting to work with you on a professional level.
Thank you, Rob.
And we will be bringing you back in for fundraising, so don't worry about that.
Yes, absolutely. You're on. You are the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Kevin.
Are we missing anyone? Is anybody yet to step up to the mic? Is there anybody? Susie, do you want to step up to the mic? No. Susie's driving. Oh, John Lamaggi.
Jim?
John Lamaggi, operations manager, also program director at WKY. Nick was like the fourth person I met when I first came down here in 1997.
Damn near scared him off.
I'm getting there. After about 5 minutes of talking to him, I thought, okay, yeah, this one's gonna be a problem. And he was
and
a problem.
You're right.
And he was a problem in the best possible way. He's been a passionate advocate for the arts. I think passion is a word when you talk about Nick Lawrence, because everything he does just exudes that passion and that fire. It's always been a joy to work with him. It's always been a joy to hear him. He would ask me to do things like, can you set up, you know, two phone lines? Can you give me an ISDN? Can you give me, because he wants to bring in all these people, talk to them all at the same time. That's the way he approached life. That's the way he approached the show. And it's always been fascinating to listen to. And Nick, it's just been a joy to work with you.
Thanks, everybody. Okay, I haven't seen my brother. He's been around here someplace.
There.
Andre Potter.
Andre.
Good evening. The world's leading sporting artist.
Artist, yes.
Lives in Lexington, Kentucky.
Of course.
We borrowed him from Poland.
Yeah. I am Tasha's husband. It should say everything.
You're a lucky guy.
Yeah, it's true. Nick, thank you for friendship.
It's wonderful.
Really.
Yes.
Because, you know, whatever we did together, through Kasia or one-on-one or whatever, it was fabulous. And as other before said about your influence on community, I agree with this. It's tremendous. You were really a liaison between other people. And in my case, what could be nicer, like this memory from the show in England that I had to 2002 when we had the live interview. Yeah, we were in the bar after this successful night when I saw all those paintings and you interview us, me and Dredd. It was wonderful. Yeah.
We interviewed you in the early morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And
but it was, you know, for you was early morning.
He sold something like 17 paintings?
No, 30-something.
30-something paintings.
Yeah, in 20
few
minutes.
A commanding price, folks.
But you know what?
People were standing in line waiting for the gallery to open so they could go in and purchase.
It's true.
And he's here. He's also just picked up on. This is a flash. He's just picked up on some of the coloring interesting things,
you know,
in a Native American dress.
Yeah, I just started to play with this, and I get absolutely amazed with this. It's, you know, for a guy of my age to jump to something like this, completely new. No, it's not new, because as a boy I was drawing like everybody, probably the same way with the subject that fascinated. But this time I'm doing this from completely different angle, but with the same energy, and this is what really rejuvenate me.
Oh,
and I as I said to Susie, I go to bed with the book and I wake up with the book to just to read about this, and you know, I get fascinated with this culture, and making plans even for this summer. We went last summer to Montana for me to do research with Indians. I work with authentic Crow Indians models, and I already planning this same trip for next year to go to Little Bighorn for reenactment.
That's fine.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get you back on Curtains at 8 as soon as I can get back on Curtains at 8.
Bravo. Bravo. Or let's go together to Montana.
Okay, we could. Here we go to Montana.
And I'd like to tell you something. You know, for my routine kind of subject when I do jockeys, I always think about you because you're the one who pointed that nobody can depict color and shiny texture of those silks. And you know, so when I work on it, I always think, what he would say about it? What Nick will say? He will be probably proud of me now. So when I reach this level, it's time to sign it. So again, thank you very much. And congratulations. Bravo. You did a tremendous job. Bravo. Thank you.
Bravo. Thank you.
That's awesome. All right, up next. Who's up?
The face that looks familiar.
Yes. I'm Jim Lawrence. I'm Nick's younger brother, so I've known him all of my life. So, brother, 24 years. Wow. That's just a great run.
Can you imagine me doing any one thing for 24 years?
You know, that's a good point. And, you know, you're so versatile in so many different areas and thoughts and so on. It's just been amazing. Congratulations to you. Your number one fan, our mom, she could not have been prouder.
Oh, thank
so
you, Jim.
This has been a good run for you, and we're all proud of you. So
thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Speaking of good run, Jim is part of the crew, Tom Jones and Company, that put on the Keeneland Concours.
Yes, the biggest and event out of Keeneland.
He's got a brand new Porsche. Are you guys out here tonight?
Well, I wasn't here to tout, but now that I have an open mic, not to miss an opportunity.
It runs in the family.
You're right. Even though Nick had a better face for radio than I, I will do my best. Yes, I'm with Keeneland Concours, which will be coming up here in July, fourth weekend of July. Every year for the supporting the Kentucky Children's Hospital, we raffle off a brand new Porsche, and this year is no different. This year it's University of Kentucky Children's Hospital Blue, also known as UK Blue. And we'll be selling tickets for that. And Brother Nick has always opened up graciously this venue where every year we speak to the community. And
especially Tullius.
Well, Bob Tullius, a famous race car driver. And matter of fact, Brother Nick's competed with him. I remember back in the days on the track, Bob Tullius, and watching Brother Nick go out and doing the asphalt dance. And but Bob Tullius had come in Nick insulted him right off the bat. So, but after all said and done, after that interview, Bob Tullius says, "That was the best interview I've ever had in my life." And he had been interviewed by thousands of people. But he had really enjoyed that. Those are good times. So anyway, Brother Nick, I love you dearly.
I love you.
You have been a wonderful brother. And so I'm looking forward to the future and all the things that we can do together now that you're retired.
Keep that Porsche in the garage till I get it.
Yeah, that'll be $100. A ticket. So. Yeah. Thank you, brother.
Oh, man. Did we manage to roll through everybody? Oh, Cynthia? Our super volunteer, Cynthia, is here. We were going to have her answer phones, but she wants to get on the mic, Nick.
Hi, Nick. You're largely responsible for my appreciation of the arts community here in Lexington.
Great.
And a large part of why I like to support WKY. My family and I all do. And I hope you'll come back to do a Curtains at 8 when I become a successful children's author.
Okay.
That'll be back in
the... Outstanding. Is that everyone? Did we manage to get everyone
in? I think so. Mm-hmm.
How about that? Oh, that was Skeets Pennington, Lindsey, Olive, and myself. They came in the other day. Skeets breaking out the accordion on that one.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. A little happy trails for you. And it's the end of an era. And
maybe it's the beginning of a new era.
Perhaps.
I got a couple of chapters written down in the Great American Novel. I've been working on it for 12, 13 years now. We get a chance to do some of that. What I hope to be doing is doing more work with the arts groups in general. They've come to a second level of understanding of maturity within their own ranks, and they need different support for the arts. They need financial support, they need smart support, and they need to get some people putting some shoulders to the wheel. And that's what I plan to do in my free time. I got one thing I'd like to say.
Sure.
I would like to call attention to the fact that this man, Joe Conkright, has worked hard for the last 2 weeks putting together everything here for tonight. But beyond that, he's worked hard for the last 2 years when I've had some health issues. And he has kept the program on the air. During those times, it would not have stayed without him. Please give Joe Conkright a big round of applause and your future allegiance.
Well, I'm not going to say goodbye. I'll just say farewell for now. Thanks, everyone, for coming tonight. I sure do appreciate it. I hope you've enjoyed the show. And, you know, I don't know what else to say except, well, hold on here. There it is.
He does that with me, too. It gets worse.
Nick, can we just go ahead and elect you president? Is that okay?
I think it'd be a good
what do you
time
think?
To do it.
I think you do a good job. You think Nick do a good job? Thanks again for everyone for listening tonight to Curtains at 8, and thanks for all of the years, Nick, and enjoy your retirement. Whatever you're going to do, everybody, do it well. We know you will.
I don't know what to say. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, all 24 years of it, and I'll be back.
You'll be back. That's
maybe,
right.
Maybe as a guest.
That's right.
Joe Conkright here. My guest tonight is Nick Lawrence.
Thanks again, everyone, and have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
This is the WUKY podcast. I'm Joshua Baer, and thank you for listening to the final two-part Curtains at 8, originally aired January 19, 2017. From all of us here at WUKY, take care.